This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Time now for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Welcome to today's Feed Forum, and we're going to talk about some of the stressors in the close-up pen for dry cows. This data, it comes from The Ohio State University, from the Veterinary College, and was presented at the 2020 American Dairy Science Association annual meetings held back here in June. We know close-up cows are sort of a critical phase in the dairy cycle for cows. We want them to successfully complete a successful transition program. We have lots of guidelines to think about. Stocking densities, less than 80%. 30 inches or more feed bunk for each cow in that pen. Use them at DCADs to adjust for hypercalcemia, increasing metabolizable protein up to 12 to 1,300 grams per day, and controlling metabolic disorders. But the study was interested in this, what other factors could be a negative on a farm? And so they looked at the stress of moving a cow from the far-off to close-up pen, and then also the effects of vaccinating and how those coincide with each other. So they took 296 Holstein cows, and they looked at three different approaches. First, they looked at vaccinating at day 28 before calving and moving the cow into the close-up pen. They did that same protocol in the second group, but did it at 21 days before calving and vaccinating the cows. And the third one is the interesting one, Bill, and that is they vaccinated at 28 days and then moved at 21 days, so they spread out that stressor. And here's some interesting results for our listeners to think about. If they moved on the same day, either 28 or 21, there was less time lying down, and that was 36 minutes a day. So that implies the cows had some stress. That may be a social stress or a reaction to the shot, and that persisted for 3 days. They also ran some blood metabolites and discovered that those cows, that on 21 days, or both moved, there was an elevation of blood NEFAs. That's non-esteric fatty acids, which means they're mobilizing body energy for a source of nutrients for the cow. Blood glucose was also higher in both the 21 and the 28 days here, and the split herds had the more favorable higher blood glucose levels compared to the other cows in the other studies, and of course that ties in with the NEFA fairly well. Then, of course, they also looked at the hypocalcemia, that's low blood calcium, and the cows that had the least problems were the herd, were those cows that had the split, the 28-day vaccination, 21-day move. That number was 18.7% of those cows in the study. Those that were happening at 28 days, both simultaneously, 24.8% had hypocalcemia, and then even higher levels at 21 days, 37.3%. So certainly some interesting take-home messages, Bill, for our listeners today. Obviously, stressors can be a problem, and we'd like to see those uncoupled. And though at the Ohio State study showed about a 7-day separation there. Certainly, we know another take-home message that most producers don't like to hear this because it's very convenient to do both things at the same time when they're handling animals, but certainly you have to consider that as being another factor on animal health here. And it looks like the 28-21 day could be quite successful. Depending on your facilities, you could probably change those days slightly, but at least 3 or 4 days between both events. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
For the agricultural inputs industry, precision agriculture and its potential continues to be explored and utilized. As Darren Kopic of the American Retailers Association notes,
we've made a lot of progress in that area, but there's a lot yet to be made, a lot we don't know.
One of the challenges facing producers and the input industry is what to do with expected large amounts of big data available to make management decisions.
How do I extract from that collection of data something that's going to let me go back to the farmer and say, based on all we know and what the weather's doing so far this year, this is the right amount of nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, so forth, to put on your field to maximize your yields for next year?
Kopic acknowledges continued product innovation and technological advances, as well as the improved knowledge of such by both producers and the input retail sector, are important in progressing the scale and scope of precision agriculture.
Our thanks to USDA Radio's Rod Bain for that report. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.